too scared to move and walk out of this tomb. Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Your brand new, the power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus?
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude. Once again, I am very happy and humbled to welcome back to the studio the Executive Director for Rise Up Recovery, just across the street from the studio in Hastings, Tiffany Newhart. Tiffany, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
We're kind of chuckling a little bit because due to scheduling conflicts and just, you know, they're not having anything to do across the street, we weren't able to do last month's segment. And it's good to have you back. So we have a lot to catch up on with Rise Up Recovery. First of all, how are you doing?
Doing well. Able to breathe now. Last month, questionable. This month, we're back into breathing territory.
Breathing is a good thing. That's what I always tell my people, that if you're stressed out, don't forget to breathe.
Yes,
it's important.
Absolutely.
It's been a very, like Tiffany says, a busy couple of months for Rise Up. A lot of activities, a lot of things going on. But let's start with the big news, even though it was last month, that Providence House is now open and has residents.
Yes, I feel like that deserved a drum roll.
I don't have that on my little soundboard over here. I don't feel like beating on the microphone.
Yes, it's open. It's open, and we have residents, and I will tell you, so gratifying walking in the doors and having it filled with life.
Yeah.
What we always wanted, what we always envisioned, and seeing men there, and they're flourishing, and as we continue to get our feet under us, of course, and adjust and adapt, it's just a privilege and very exciting time.
So how many residents do we have over there now?
Currently we have 6, with a 7th coming in.
Okay.
This week, and another one also on the docket to come in, so 8.
8, all right. And what is a typical day for a resident like at Providence House?
Yeah, great question. So they wake up and...
Do they? I mean...
They do. Yeah, that is a requirement. Wake up, have breakfast, and then they start their day with devotional with the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a number of different books, some of which were donated, and, you know, maybe like AA Thought for the Day, or maybe Jesus Calling, and they'll choose a book, and they'll sit around the very large table in there, and they'll do the devotional together, kind of process it, talk about it, and then for another couple hour chunk in the morning, they do some kind of structured group. So,
okay,
like Thursdays is CD education, chemical dependency education, where I usually go and teach on something. They do smart recovery, they do RAP, wellness recovery action plan. In the fall, they'll do a couple of different class options with Washington County Community Education, including parenting skills and anger management. So
sure.
So that's kind of their morning, and then they have lunch together, and then their afternoons are kind of free for them to be looking for jobs, going and volunteering in the community, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And so it's I'm losing my words, people. I apologize. So the residents there generally are unemployed at this point. Once again, they're basically coming out of an incarceration situation, and they're waiting to get into an inpatient treatment program somewhere else. And at this point, generally, they're unemployed, right?
Yeah, so interestingly, we don't have any pre-treatment residents right now.
Oh,
all
okay.
of our residents are post-treatment. So
oh, okay.
they're coming out of, not incarceration, but out of a residential treatment facility.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have a number of men that are from the Cochrane House is a referral source, some from Teen Challenge, some from, you know, so they all have completed residential treatment.
Oh, okay.
So they're very stabilized in their recovery, and they are, the first 2 weeks is kind of what we call orientation phase. So even if they come out of treatment, the first 2 weeks is really for them to get familiar with staff, familiar with programming, familiar with just the community and culture. And then after 2 weeks, they can kind of start looking for employment. So,
okay.
So a couple of them have started working already.
Nice.
Because they've been there for a couple weeks. So, yeah, and we've got, I will say, God is good. This first group of men couldn't have been more perfect, almost as if they were handpicked.
Right.
They've been so gracious with us as we're kind of learning and adjusting and very open to giving us feedback. And it's just a really cool group. Oh, guys.
I've met a couple of them. I'm myself and involved in some of the evening activities over at Rise Up, you know, here on Vermilion. And some of those Providence House residents are over for those. What a great bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. I got to say that.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming from such dark and dank backgrounds. I don't mean to say it that way, but it is. It's dark. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of dependency, cycle of addiction. And to see the light in their faces when they realize that they don't have to be enslaved by that anymore. Mm-hmm. They're fun to deal with. They're fun to talk to. They have interesting questions. They, you know, they want to learn. They want to grow. They want to be who they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're able to do that. I also wanted to ask a little bit, I know there was some pushback from the community about having that particular ministry operating there. How has the attitude of the neighborhood been since you've had men coming in and staying there? Have you noticed anything?
No, we really haven't. We haven't had any kind of issues or anything like that. Yeah, so far it's been good. I mean,
okay.
The guys work really, really hard on the yard and making it look beautiful. And so there's been no issues that have been brought to my attention.
That's good.
Yes.
Because I know that was a concern for a number of the neighbors in that area. And it's good to see that at least out of the gate, things are working well. And they're exceeding the expectation that you had or that anybody had for them being there.
Well, it's an interesting thing, Mike. I'm so passionate about this. If anybody knows me, you know how passionate I am about addressing stigma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Squashing misconceptions because you have had interaction with the majority of the men there. And I just think of Jesus's words, that question when he asks, do you want to get well?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of the men in that home has an absolute desperate desire to be well. And I would challenge everyone, including every one of our neighbors. Each person out there has an area in our life that we could work on getting well in.
Sure.
You know, they're no different from the men that are in this house. No different.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I just think that when we have eyes to see kind of more clearly our own junk, that we have junk just like they do, we're all just people doing our best.
Sure,
in a broken world, then all of a sudden the playing field is even.
Yeah, it kind of levels out. Yeah.
It levels out and we can take a look at, well, what can I do to help you? You know, how can we kind of work together to grow in wellness? And that's hopefully the attitude we can foster just by continuing to demonstrate the pursuit of wellness.
And even in my own experience in the couple of years that I've been involved, you know, on the edges of things or getting involved over there, my attitude towards recovering addicts coming out of dependency has changed. It really has. You get that stereotypical view in your mind of it's going to be like this. None of the guys have been like that. Every one of them that I have met have been almost laser focused on putting it behind them and moving into something that's more beneficial for them, their families, and those around them.
Absolutely.
And it's an eye-opening thing, and I'm glad I've had my eyes open, and I have Rise Up Recovery to thank for that.
Thank you.
I want to move on because time does fly quick in this studio, but you were saying as we were getting ready for this program that there are some master level courses that are being wrestled with, shall we say. Continuing education for, I believe, yourself is what you're getting at. Mm-hmm. What is going on with Tiffany Newhart's education these days?
Ooh, that's a good question. So, yeah, I am in graduate school at Liberty University.
Okay.
In their clinical mental health counseling mm-hmm. program.
Right.
Which I believe your wife went through also,
yep.
which is quite she incredible. Did. And I'm very early on, and so I'm in the phase of, holy buckets, am I in over my head? Wait a minute, this is really super cool. I love learning about this. Wow, it's so applicable to what we're doing. And so it's this kind of tension of like, okay, it's a whole new thing that I've got to figure out time management. I got to figure out, now I'm an adult learner. Like, ooh, I've officially crossed that line.
Oh.
I'm no longer just like a regular student. Now I fall in the adult learning category.
And you can attach the phrase postgraduate degree on to stuff.
Yes. Well, and I have a whole other level of compassion and empathy and sympathy. I remember being just a young pup in mm-hmm. college and
sure.
like, these older folks, right, in school, like, it's not that hard, people, pull it together. And now I'm one of those people like, holy buckets, this is challenging, you know. So it's good. I am continuing to be stretched and loving every minute of the learning mm-hmm. and so excited to continue to bring this into our organization. And even just in my supervision, as I supervise our staff and mm-hmm. the skills I'm gaining and the knowledge I'm gaining, it's so applicable, and it's exciting to see how much more depth we're going to be able to get personally and as an organization.
Okay.
Just through this experience.
And with this advanced degree, what kind of new opportunities for Rise Up will that open up? Not just for Tiffany personally, mm-hmm. but how is that going to be used for Rise Up or
yeah.
whatever it is that you pursue?
Well, our heart from the very beginning has always been to really integrate the chemical dependency and the mental health. And this is going to open up that pathway for us to even more formally really address more of the mental health component, that kind of co-occurring
mm-hmm.
piece
okay.
on a more formal level. It's probably not going to be, this is more like a 5-year plan, right, as we look out into the future, but
sure.
but really be able to serve those with mental health issues and even just mental health issues. Right now, we get people who reach out who have no chemical health, no chemical dependency issues, but they have mental health issues. And right now, we have to say, well, we don't really specialize in that. You know, if you don't have chemical health concerns, also, we have to refer them elsewhere. And so
sure.
this will enable us to not have to do that, to really be able to work with people on that whole kind of continuum.
Broadening the horizons for the sunrise.
Exactly. Yes.
That's fantastic. Yes. And what is your anticipated completion for that? When do you want to be? When do you expect to be through that?
So I've chosen to do it part time.
Sure.
And so we're looking at probably 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if there are people out there that need something to pray about, there you go, Tiffany.
Please.
Tiffany completing that that postgraduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty University is a good school. My wife did a lot of studying. Went out there for an in-house session once, and she always has good things to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always impressed because she got to use a military discount because I was in. So
mm-hmm.
check out Liberty if you're interested in some good post-high school education, postgraduate education.
Yeah, it's great. And I think my favorite piece of it is the integration of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their motto is training champions for Christ, and that's what I want to be. So.
All right. What I'd like to do, let's bring it back to Hastings a little bit. We have Providence House. We have Rise Up Recovery. Rise Up is not just about training. It's not just about coming along someone and walking with them to that end point of being over those addictions. It's also about having fun, you know. Cutting loose a little bit. You had the Sober Prom earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Later on this summer, you're going to have, what is it now, going to be a third or fourth annual picnic?
Third.
Third.
Our third annual picnic.
Talk about that a little bit, if you can.
Okay, now you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I know, while you're looking that up, I know that you had planned for it to be in September, But the planning committee for that got hold of an opportunity and moved it up to August. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like a great opportunity. I don't remember exactly the details, but if you have that, we'd love to hear it.
Yes. So it's August 16th, Wednesday, August 16th on a Wednesday.
That's kind of interesting.
It is, yep, on a different day. And it's going to be right down the Rotary Pavilion. Mm-hmm. We've got that whole area, so down by the waterfront. That area is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Same as before, we'll have the yard games, the big pig roast. So we'll have, definitely won't fall short on
food.
Food like we did last year. So really good food. But we're also partnering with an organization called the Extreme Tour.
Okay.
Which is several different artists, musicians throughout the whole, I guess it's not even just the country, it's the world. It's people even outside of the mm-hmm. U.S. that come together and they kind of do different stops throughout the summer where they play and they take a whole afternoon and they play. A lot of it are Christian artists,
sure,
you know, so there's
sure.
Christian music taking place. And so we've partnered with them to provide the music for that day. And then we'll also do testimonies and all that kind of stuff like we did before. But it's going to be a really fun evening, you know, of entertainment and games and really good food.
Yes, I was at the one last year. What a fun day that was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had some issues with even power distribution. I remember that. But it all worked together for a really, really fun afternoon. A lot of good people there. A lot of people just enjoying community is what it turned out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to this one. Wednesday night's kind of an interesting night to do something like that, but do something different. Why not?
Yeah, and that's really the scheduling of that has to do with the Extreme Tour individuals and how it kind of works. Yeah, so they come just for a few days and not over the weekend. I think they're probably traveling to their next spot over the weekend. So.
Right. Well, at this point, we have just about run out of time. The time does flow differently in these walls. I'm sure it does. And there's a lot of good information that we talked about today, but there will be people that will have questions, will need help, need someone to reach out to. How can they get a hold of Rise Up?
You can give us a call or stop in the office. Our office is right across from KDWA, and our phone number is 651-319-0122. And those are business hours, Monday through Friday, kind of 8:30 to 4:30.
And they do have a number of evening sessions all week long.
Mm-hmm.
You can find those on riseuprecoverymn.com. There are also links or information about those on kdwa.com on our community event listings. Reach out if you have a need. They're there for you. If they can't specifically address your situation, they have resources to get you pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth, Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.